No. You might not believe it. After all, the word addiction has become tied to technology. It's a central narrative in politics and pop culture. While talking about tech on his podcast, Joe Rogan said, "We got a real addiction problem in this country." On the campaign trail, Andrew Yang said, "Our kids unfortunately are getting addicted to smartphones in ways that are not positive for their health." But these people don't study addiction for a living. So what do actual addiction researchers say about this? That's what Jason Pfeiffer wanted to know. He's the host of a podcast called Build for Tomorrow, which researches the history and science behind our modern-day concerns to show why the future is often more promising than we think it is. So he started calling scientists who study addiction, and they told him things that completely changed the way he understood our relationship with technology. In fact, they pointed out ways in which our broad use of the word addiction can cause real harm. That's the episode I'm about to play for you now. It explores the long history of supposedly addictive technologies, digs into the surprisingly strange science behind today's scariest claims of addiction, and discovers who really has the power to break these supposed addictions. Here's a hint. It's you.
This is Build for Tomorrow, a podcast about the things from history that shape us and how we can shape the future. I'm Jason Pfeiffer. I am going to detail an unhealthy relationship to you, and I want to know what word you would use to describe it. Okay, you ready? I once checked Twitter about every 5 minutes. And that is not an exaggeration. I mean, I started as a casual user, and then my usage got heavier and heavier until I had TweetDeck up on my screen all day during work with multiple columns following different groups and hashtags, and looking at it became as habitual as, I don't know, blinking. I would respond to an email, and then I would check Twitter. I would go to a meeting, and then I would check Twitter. Honestly, I would probably check Twitter during the meeting. I'd have a conversation with a colleague, immediately check Twitter. I was doing it constantly. And then I took this habit home with me. All right, we're back. So today, what do we talk about when we talk about addiction? Before we get too deep into today's use of the word, let's back up for a second and ask, how did we even get here? Liam, who is the methodology and mental health researcher you heard a moment ago, well, he has a theory about this.
So there's this interesting paradox with widening knowledge and awareness of what mental health conditions are.
Over the course of the last few decades, a lot of effort has gone into destigmatizing conversations about mental health, which of course is a very good thing. But Liam says that it had the unintended effect of also introducing lots of medical language into the common vernacular.
People feel it's easier to use medicalized language to refer to their own behavior. We've all got that one friend who says, "Oh, I'm a little bit OCD," or that friend who says, "Oh, this is my big PTSD moment."
And that well may be true, but interestingly, this is not a wholly modern problem. So the fantastic Twitter feed Pessimists Archive, which you may know this podcast was once associated with, has found a ton of examples of supposed addictions throughout history. So just to put our current claims of smartphone and social media addiction into proper context, here is a very abbreviated history of medical language being applied to new technologies. We can start, well, just for our own purposes here, probably goes back even further, with novels. In the late 1700s, people were concerned about what they called reading mania. One expert of the time named J.G. Heinzman wrote that this mania could cause
weakening of the eyes, heat rashes, gout, arthritis, hemorrhoids, asthma, apoplexy, pulmonary disease, indigestion, blocking of the bowels, nervous disorder, migraines, epilepsy, hypochondria, and melancholy.
That is all very specific. But really, even the term reading mania is technically medical. Manic episodes are not a joke. But this didn't stop people a century later from applying the same term to wristwatches, like in this 1889 piece in the Newcastle Weekly Courant.
The watch mania, as it is called.
So, okay, if someone is struggling